Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Michael Novak?
Well, I wanted to talk about the budget overall. I'm sorry that the projector is not working well enough. I tried to project the manifest, but it's too small to see. When Dewberry came in, there was about $7,000 in the bank for the station where we were in a financial hold. We owed hundreds of thousands of dollars to past premiums. We had a data hole. We hadn't had financial funds the entire year. So we're digging our way out of that and trying to draft the budget at the same time for the coming year, just so people understand the gravity of the situation. This budget incorporates, as you already said, tens of thousands of dollars of money that was should have been paid in previous year's budget for the national office and for the pension fund, but it's not, so it's tapped new expenses from previous years. The chief financial officer, the local business manager, they came up with a proposal to aim at the 89% fulfillment rate. In my mind, that's still an open question. That is, that it seems the best rate we've had in the last year and a half, at least, and longer, the best rate we had was 82. However, for the October drive, if you look at Memphis figures, as Cooper said, we took in pretty close to 62% of all the money that was pledged came in during the month of the drive.
Your time is up.
Mr. Stan.
His time?
No.
Yes. Mr. Morrison, please stand up.
Okay.
No.
Excuse me, you're out of order.
Please,
you're not the call.
I'd like to get the information. I'm Mr. Stan.
He's
going to have
the
report. He's got time
on
the agenda. So the
treasurer.
Do
you have any objections?
Any objections?
Go ahead, Matt.
In any case, the projections, I can't show it to you on the tab, but the projections for the year essentially are based on the idea that most of the money for each drive will come in over 4 months and accumulate to 89% of what was pledged during the drive. During the first month, the projection for October showed $440,000 coming in at 6% of 89%. What actually came in was $472,000. So we exceeded the projected budget income from business support for that drive. Formulas worked that out over each of the successive drives. But we have to look very carefully at this drive and at the December drive. December is proposed to have both a mini drive and what's called a quiet campaign. In other words, the rest of the month we'll be asking the people to donate money to the station via the website. That's not, there's no historical evidence of how that will do. It's budgeted at $2,000 today, which is pretty conservative. So, you know, but we have to look at the results of the first quarter to see if we're going to be in deficit or not. My proposal to the management was that they set a maximum figure for payroll that's within a balanced budget, and then work out when they can how to pay that off. The management did present at the finance committee meeting several alternatives that he wanted to discuss with the staff, and that included voluntary layoffs. One of the things is we make cuts in the union contract is a severance requirement, and so if you simply make cuts, you're not going to save any money. It's going to cost you money because some people have worked here for many, many years and are entitled to a great substantial severance. The other proposal that Dewberry turned up is that California has a system where they will offset cuts in hours by contributions from the unemployment insurance fund. In other words, rather than people being laid off and losing a job and get going on unemployment, the fund would cover half of what they lose in their hours. So those are all possibilities that could be used down the road, but I think we need the evidence of this quarter that we're in, the first quarter of the fiscal year, to see if we're hitting these targets or not in terms of fundraising. The other thing that was raised, I think this board and the development task force need to really work at off-air fundraising, because we've seen the results of increasing fund drive days. Every time we increase the days, the daily take goes down, and we're hitting the point of diminishing returns on Sunday night on the air.
Go ahead.
Also, what's not included in this budget is our end of the year appeals to major donors and to following our phone banking, doing phone call collapse numbers. That's money that's not included in the budget. I don't know how much we've raised, but I'm sure we could raise some money by at least making an effort to, you know, to bring some additional revenue.
Mr.
Blender,
you have
this.
Yeah. 1 minute.
Thank you. I think this has gone on too long. I've been on these boards almost 4 years, and we have said from the very beginning, I was treasurer in the first year, that we need a meaningful reserve.
Hey, Brian, could you speak up, please?
Yeah. We need to have a balanced budget with a meaningful working capital reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Per standard nonprofit methodologies, we can talk in detail about how much it should be. I would like to see an option two from you today, at the urging of this board, urging you to do what is extremely difficult for you to do. And by the way, parenthetically, you seem to have done some very wonderful things in this program. But to come back to us, I don't know when, and Kim may have some ideas, Michael has some ideas, with a balanced budget option, it's probably going to have to include layoffs. We're in a crisis situation. Yes, our principles of living wages, our principles of respecting pensions are foundational to our values. But even more important is that the mission of this station and its leadership position within the network goes forward. So I would defer to others. We need that from you very, very soon, and it's coming from us.
Okay.
It's not coming from
Kim.
You. Thank
you. Well,
you
can respond. And then Kim will be elected.
I'm not afraid to make layoffs. However you can do it, but there's going to be a point, like as Michael Novi brought up, you don't even have the cash on hand or even in this budget to pay for layoffs. I'd hate to see us in the same situation and circumstances as GAI when they did all of those layoffs, and yet they still haven't seen a return on their layoffs and on the savings, because it's still costing them, I think, a year after they made those layoffs. So, I mean, that's not to say not to do layoffs, but that's only to take into consideration that we may not be a savings in this fiscal year by making layoffs.
Thank you. Ms. The
final column on the budget is the 2012 audit. There's a $100,000 mistake in it. However, if you look at the column on pension, it is line, well, I'll get that line for you, whatever that pension fund, it appears in the audit that KPFK paid its pension. That National didn't pay it to the pension fund is National's problem. I am saying that KPFK is getting double billed for that, and you should object to it and take it off your budget, flat out. Let National figure it out, get their audit straight, because one audit shows National paid it, another audit doesn't, but our audit shows that KPFK paid it. You should object to that being on the budget, flat out. That's $40,000 off that budget until National shows you evidence that we haven't paid it. Because this audit shows that we have. I'm sorry, but you can want 89%. It is not there. There is no evidence of it. And the fact is that you have at least a $400,000 deficit in the accounting of the budget. You're starting off the year with a deficit. You won 3 years in a deficit. You started off last year with a minus cash account. You're starting off this year with a minus cash account. That's the way it goes. You're in the hole. Pretending that you're going to get more money is not going to make you get out of that hole. This revenue is not, it's fantasy. It's wishful thinking, and you can't make a budget on that.
Okay. Mr. Zuberi can respond.
Well, okay, fine if you want to, but let me just point out we have about 3.5-4 minutes left under point A, and in other words, we've got under point B. We have 30 minutes for point B. We're about 3 minutes away from that. We can extend time, but if you do, then there's public comment, the GM response again, final votes on all these motions, and we have to be out of here in 29 minutes.
Okay. One more comment.
I would like to make a motion. It's the first motion I made when I came back on this board to eliminate the category of paid programmers. We don't have to hear it to do it today and put it on the agenda. It's crazy that we're paying programmers whose politics we object to so much, and whose face of the public face of our station. This has been going on now for 10 years. That every time there's a meeting of KPFK, anything, LSB, town hall, it's the whole question of Ian Masters. I'm not saying he's a CIA operative, but he's putting it forward on a consistent basis for a decade or more. The CIA, State Department point of view that has been specifically tailored for the progressive left and our digestion and enjoyment. It's a situation that cannot continue. I have less objection to the other paid programmers, although Sonali Kahadkar, don't get me going on her. I'm not going to make this personal. But I do think that the category of paid programming should be eliminated, and we should move towards a volunteer. Many of our paid positions should be done by volunteers. My brother works for a community station in Ithaca. Just let me know if I'm out of time. One second motion, if I may. Did this LSB vote to disband itself on December 31st and invite the winners of the 2012 election to form another LSB?
Mr. DeBerry, would you like to respond? Okay. We are 3:35, we are at time.
For public comment.
So we're just in time for public comment.
7.5 minutes for public comment. It's the same 90 seconds per speaker.
Hey, just a little history of Robert's rules. It is governed on the canon law. Henry Martin Roberts, 1837 to 1923. And those rules do not necessarily work well for all societies. So let's bear that in mind. And we have bylaws that rule us. And that should be our first situation. Okay. I feel like you, Chris, which is the only area that you and I agree, is that...
Oh, there are other things.
Excuse me,
there
are other comments.
We have got to get rid of Ian Masters, because I've been a champion for years trying to get him out, and I have suffered with one for doing so in public, by the way. And all paid programmers must be eliminated immediately. This category should have never been. It was grandfathered in because of the Liberal Democratic Party. And this should have never happened. If that was never done, then Sonali Kahadkar would not be at the verge now to exactly what Democracy Now! Amy Goodman did some years back, ruining Pacifica and taking Democracy Now! With her. And this was all down under the table. And Pacifica has never recovered since then. So first, nullify her contract. We don't have to give her one single dime and go forward. But all of these so-called programmers that do nothing except do the same thing the volunteers can do. They're paid to be there more. Therefore, if we have more volunteers, the volunteers do the same work.
Thank you. I remember some of our programmers in different communities. Jerry Christie was in every community coming with $18,000. The only way I see Jim Lafferty on different community to bring revenue to our station. Let me give you one example. The other program, Unity between the black and brown, something was missing. Yeah. I sometimes work for an organization when they have a fund drive. Bill Walton was there and asked people, to donate $17,000. Bill Walton was demanding people to take, help. Let's do this. This programmer should not sit at the station, should be in the different community that Jim Lafferty on Fusion Center October 20th, he was in front of 1,000 people in downtown LA. It brings the revenue to the station. That's the only answer.
These programmers don't.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, start again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I came down specifically to support for my friend here. He's in the station. I've been there 55 years. So I was there when he came. I just want to say, this was a hard working man. Thank you for being gentle. When I came in here today, I was looking around. For a long time, I couldn't find a grown-up. We need to remember we are a simple people. That's what the station is about. You look around at each other. You're on different sides of the room, but you're not really on different sides. You have something really critical to say, take someone aside. I heard a lot of rancor, and I'm disappointed in that. You have the capability of being warm and generous. That's why you would take your face. Third, I'm working on a project because DeBerry asked me to write a little thing about my 55 years. It's taking 2 weeks. It's a long time. It's going to be funny, serious, informative, and it will raise money. And I like what you said about a lot of off-air raising funds. We used to have meetings with people, listeners. Listeners love to meet with us. We had the winter fair, and I'd like to involve myself in more of the off. That's it. Thank you for gentling up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all, these kinds of issues, projects, services, layoffs, and so on, the whole matter deserves more than 60 minutes on a meeting agenda, and it deserves more than just these group of people. We need to have really a day set aside with preparatory materials so we have the facts instead of arguing about the facts, and then to make policy decisions based on some solid facts and some reasonable projections with alternatives. And I don't agree that any particular program, including the impact, is the cause of our problems. Our problems are far more manifold. And they're very manifest and bad, including the functioning of the board, this board and asking board, which is not doing the kind of job that needs to be done. It's not a personal thing. Talking about having this board and its bylaws in a functional way for the foundation and network can sustain itself and deal with improving programming, which in turn will improve our response. So one of the first things is we need to set aside a day, at least a day, with preparatory material, invite in the listeners, and take notes and follow up on these notes, not have just venting like we do here, and then it's ignored and forgotten. So preparation, add the time, planning, feedback, all those kinds of things. And maybe we need, as I mentioned before, some outside consultants, to make comments and suggestions. It's not a crime. You don't have to take someone's advice.
Thank
but obviously, we haven't functioned adequately to sustain ourselves, and we need to do that.
Good. Thank you. To support removing EMS.
I don't, at all.
He's
not
right.
Really.
I don't
okay.
Either.
Excuse me, somebody else has the floor. Mr. Dave Johnson has the floor. Public
comment.
Excuse me, it's public comment.
Thank you for allowing me to sit while I talk to everyone. Thank you, Dave Johnson here. But I'm talking as a private listener and a member of the APFK Finance Committee, in addition to a person who has an MBA and who has done sales and marketing on three continents. One of the things I want to commend to Barry Kowalik is like innovative ideas for additional fundraising. However, I want to emphasize that the key, the immediate solution that we can start on tomorrow morning that would solve all of our problems is improvement in the fulfillment rate. Two of our local public radio stations have similar 80% fulfillment rate problems, including KJAZ and KCRW. KJAZ, 3 years ago, instituted 5 essential changes that we can institute starting tomorrow morning that raise their fulfillment rate from 80% to almost 99%. 99%. And one of the keys to it is computerizing our own phone room and making some other changes. Very simple changes. 12 monthly payments, but they don't get the premium until the 12 payments are done. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We need to copy what they've done. There is a plan that has a proven effect and can change our cash flow and solve these financial problems.
if we begin to implement it immediately along with any of these other great ideas that Gary has. So that, so KJAB, they've got a proven record. They went from 80% to 99% for three years.
Thank you, Dave.
Can you email that
to the board? You have now 2.5 minutes if you wish to respond to anything you heard during public comment.
Well, one important thing is being in the community. Since I've gotten here, we've been more and more being in the community. Israel-Palestine event in September. Black and Brown Unity event. We're doing the Mexican Drug War. I want to see the LA spying, militarization of the police. So there is an effort to do, you know, to do those things for us to be in the community, because I do see it as an important factor in us succeeding in our mission. Also, you know, with this budget talk, you know, the budget should reflect our identity, the way we carry out our mission and our objectives. And clearly, over the last 3 years, we have been failing at those very things. We've lost listenership, our donor active donor base has been degraded. So,
and you've got rid of your best programmers.
And I'm committed to solving these problems, but myself, the staff, and the very committed volunteers that are there regularly, we're not going to solve all of these problems over 1 year. I think we really need to take a hard look at who we are, where we want to take this organization, this radio station. Do we want to cut it into oblivion where we can broadcast only 12 hours a day? I'm not going to stand for that. So I'm forward thinking in what can we do to raise additional revenue to strengthen and to strengthen the station, supply with resources to create more of an impact, you know, to create agents of positive change, progressive change in the communities that we live in. I know I've been called a bunch of fluffery and dreams, but that is what I'm aiming for. And that's where I want to take the station. That's where a lot of the staff want to take the station, including programmers. And, you know, I hope in some respect you join us on that journey. Because I've heard a lot about we need to cut this, we need to cut that. But I've yet to hear any strong suggestion in how we can create more engagement with our donors, create additional revenue. How can we create partnerships that are going to grow our awareness of the station, make it more prestigious in our community and recognized by, you know, a great part of the citizens of Los Angeles? You know, I'm here to work with you. You know, I'm not the only one that can come up with ideas. Each and every one of you have ideas. There is greatness in this room, and I think if we put our minds to it, we can tap into it. I think we can take KPFK to a place it's never been before.
Okay. Thank you.
Good timing.
Now, just a note from the timekeeper. At this point, there's 10 minutes left on this item of 60 minutes. We're actually 5 minutes over the 60 minutes already, but we have 10 minutes for final votes There were two motions made. Tim made a motion. Did you finally get that? And she's gonna. And then Lydia made a motion to postpone Tim's motion.
Did Michael make a motion? Organizing this. Michael, can you
speak
your motion
to do it?
Thank you.
I'm making the form of a motion. My motion would be to accept the budget as put forward with the proviso that if at the end of the first quarter we have not hit the revenue figures that are in the budget, that the management be mandated to come up with a figure for total payroll that would keep us at a balanced budget for the remainder of the year.
Friendly suggestion, and that that plan be prepared now.
I'd like to add that a plan be in place and ready
to execute 3 months from now if we can, if this more hopeful orientation does not pan out. We appreciate, I'm sure, I'm not just speaking for myself, the comment from our esteemed member of staff that we need to be kind people. We've been looking at the same story of hopefulness for 4 months, and it's time to get, not least for purposes of dialogue and raising a sense of urgency, you know, a more a second option, a plan B. So I said I'm
with regard to the plan, how long would it take Gary to prepare that plan? I agree, I support the notion we need to have a plan now for them. So the question is, how long would it take? A week, a month, what do you think?
Probably 1 to 2 weeks.
What, 2 weeks?
But we do have to calculate what the payouts are going to be too as well.
Yes,
and they are going to be significant because a lot of the staff have not taken their vacation time, and a lot of them are already maxed out. So that's something that's taken into consideration as well.
I'm going to comment to speak to stuff because other people haven't been in the queue before.
I'd like to second Michael's original motion.
To adopt it.
Without the Thunder amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
Without the Thunder amendment?
Yes.
Okay, we are at 10 minutes, so we are going to have to, we do have a time certain to
vote adjourn.
And there's 4 motions on the floor to vote on, so because the motions have been presented, we are going to have to vote.
But Claudia didn't make a
motion.
No,
motion
isn't it timely to take up the addendum or the amendment that Mr. Klunder just made before
right.
We entertain your motion.
Was
that an amendment?
The question is to you. Was that an amendment?
Yes.
And can you repeat
that? Something that may be more to Michael's liking. So, or someone else.
Can you accept it, Michael?
No, it's an amendment. It comes out for a vote. Right.
We should accept it.
Okay, are there any? Is an amendment was it seconded? Okay, is there any objection?
Of course. I have a point of order.
I seconded it. I have a point of procedure. Go ahead.
So, Kim's motion was first. Lydia's was second. So, we should take up that particular issue first.
Before the amendment?
No. This is what I'm proposing, and then you can let me know if I'm off or not. So she proposed something. She proposed to postpone. The postponement always goes first. So if it fails, then we take up Kim's motion. Mr. Novick's motion was made second, so therefore his issue will be taken up secondly. Well, actually not secondly. I'm sorry. Mr. Klender's amendment will be taken up second. Whether or not we voted up or down will be added to Mr. Novick, and then will be voted on.
We were asked to declare.
And then made a motion.
Right.
But Novick didn't make a motion.
Okay. Please. Yeah. The reason the amendment came up is because we were asking to clarify if we can make sure we had all the motions on the table.
We
have to leave the room in 10 minutes. Do you have a point of order?
Yeah, it is not my intention to have this, my motion voted on today. It's my intention to have it put on the agenda so we can all think about it.
So you'd like to notice? Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I'll make an amendment to that.
But that's not on the floor.
It's not on the floor. Lydia's motion to postpone, we're going to go first with?
No, I think second motion is in reverse. I think that was a good motion.
The most recent amendment goes.
We'll go with Kim's vote.
Correct?
Okay, because there will be
a amendment.
Go ahead. So your motion to postpone?
I don't like Robert's rules,
but nobody's using
Robert's. We're moving words. Please focus. We got 10 minutes.
There's a motion to postpone.
There's a motion to postpone
until the
next LSD
meeting.
Can we see again Kim's motion so we know what
we're voting on if we vote to postpone it.
It's really long.
I wouldn't know what it is unless I hear it again.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read it or do you want to read it?
I'll read it. KPFK Local Station Board is opposed to any actions by the Pacifica National Board or the Pacifica National Office or Pacifica National Board to take out any loans, liabilities, financial obligations, or mortgages which encumber or use as collateral KPFK's land, building, equipment, or any other station assets. The KPFK Local Station Board does not provide authorization to station management to engage in any off-budget projects requiring financial outlays not provided in the draft budget without coming back to the Local Station Board for explicit permission prior to engaging in implementing or committing to any such project. Even if you think there's speaking of policy,
okay,
my motion to postpone
is because there's a previous motion that we need to look at, rescind, amend, and to amend.
Excuse me.
You have to look at it, read the bylaws, which the bylaws cover some of this, etc. So that's my motion to postpone.
We are at time on all these agenda items, so we need to take the vote on the motions on the table.
Point of order. I moved and it was second to split that motion. And if we split that motion, because I believe half of it's already history.
We're in the middle of voting on a motion that's proposed.
My point is, you're out of order if you vote on a motion that when that motion.
You're not voting on the motion. We're voting.
I made a motion and it was second to split it to divide the motion into two parts.
But we didn't take a vote on dividing it.
We never did that. So that's moving right.
Nobody objected.
It was moved and seconded.
I did not call for that. But
it's now due. It's now logically due.
Then I will say a motion to postpone both.
He did make that motion.
Yeah,
it was not on the motion. He did make
that's
that motion.
Nobody objected.
I didn't ask for objection.
Yes. Okay. That's it.
That's all we're voting on.
You can't count a vote.
Both parts.
Okay. Is there any objection to Lydia's motion to postpone both Dr. Wenger's and Kim Kaufman's?
I absolutely object.
Okay, there's an objection. We'll take a vote.
I request a roll call vote. Absolutely roll call vote. I want everybody on record whether they want to sell out KPFK, get a mortgage on KPFK.
Nobody's voting on that.
We're not voting on a motion.
That's what it is.
Okay.
You don't want to get
off. Excuse me, then you are out of order, Ms. Kaufman. We are taking a vote.
We are not trying to be an responding to him. Quit picking on me, Karen.
I'm not picking on you. You are out of order more often.
No, I'm not.
That's why I'm calling on you.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Hold the roll.
Thank you. Okay, can we please move forward?
I'm trying to call the roll.
Chuck Anderson.
What are we voting on?
We're not clear what's being voted on. Could you read the motion again? I'll read it. There is a motion on the floor made by Lydia Bazan to postpone Kim Kaufman's main motion and Wenger's motion to divide that main motion until the next LSB meeting, and we're voting on it by a show of hands.
No, we're not.
Roll call.
Two votes.
Chuck
Anderson.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Bazan.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
You walked out for a moment to the
right. I'll come back to him. Someone can go get him too. John Crumshaw. I'm sorry to hear you, John. Thank you. Ariana Gladney. I'll come back to the chair. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Clunder. Jim Lafferty.
Yes. Brenda Medina.
Aye.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spiesbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Mr. Condon, we're voting on Lydia Brazon's motion to postpone Kim Kaufman's motion and the motion to divide it. And we've gone through the list once, and I'm coming back to you for your vote.
Yes.
It's to postpone the motion that she read twice. Put to the next LSC meeting.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yes. Okay, I'm recording you. Okay.
Who else?
Yes.
And also, John Crumshaw passed. How do you vote?
No.
Brenda, I'll get to it.
I'm sorry.
Brenda Medina, how do you vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Is anyone who did not get an opportunity to vote? Well, I'm going to do that after the meeting now.
This motion is an entrapment. It's an entrapment.
Excuse me, members of the public, please stand up.
That's the intention.
Thank you.
Let people know who's willing to sell out KPFK.
Yeah. Everything you shot is the same thing.
That's right.
I love you.
The yeses are 8, the noes are 6, the abstentions are 2. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
So the vote is 8-6-2.
So the motion carries, the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, so we move on to the amendment and Mr. Novick's motion.
Yeah. And we have about 2 minutes left.
So we have
to... Quick comments was first.
You are out of order, Ms. Kaufman.
As always.
We're moving with Mr. Thunder's... amendments. We have to go to the vote because we are at time. Okay, we have to vote on his amendment. If you are in favor, are there any objections to Mr. Plunder's amendment?
Yes.
What is it, please?
Can you state the amendment?
The point of order. Wasn't Chris's motion indeed before?
Okay, you're at the total time
now. They want it on next month's agenda, not on this agenda.
Chris's motion
okay.
To eliminate the category of
D. If everybody would stay in the room instead of leaving,
he's going to read Mr. Plunder's motion. The secretary has the floor. Thank you very much.
I'm going to read Michael Novick's motion and Clunder's amendment because they fit together. Novick moved to accept the budget with the proviso that if after the first quarter projections are not met, management shall make a new payroll figure that will provide for a balanced budget. Clunder's amendment is that a plan shall be in place for that eventuality. But I didn't get a time. It's just that a plan will be in place. That's all I have. There's more specific.
A plan will be in place, but it can go into effect at the end of the quarter.
You are out of order, Ms. Kaufman. Excuse me. Thank you.
Okay, is that good enough to see then? After the board side,
there was an objection to the amendment, so we'll take the vote.
Yes.
If you are in favor of Mr. Clunder's amendment, please raise your hand. If you are in favor.
I want a roll call. This is a budget.
Thank you. We've taken your request for the roll call. Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
Abstain.
Chris Condon.
Yes, I suppose, but unenthusiastically.
John Crumshaw.
I would request a reading of
but under some.
Is that a yes or no? Or
I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah,
but
don't
waste time.
Just a minute, please.
It's an amendment to a plan to provide a balanced payroll figure shall be in place in 90 days.
Oh my God, that's not
excuse me, you're out of order, Ms. Hoffman. Mr. Crenshaw is in the middle.
Okay, no, that's it. That's
no.
It. Okay.
If people no. Stop talking,
Michael Novick made a motion that requires the manager to do something. Mr. Clunder's amendment requires that a plan be already in place, not that it clarifies and amends
John,
Michael Novick's motion.
Charter, motion.
Okay. Novick moved to accept the budget with the proviso that if after the first quarter projections are not met, management shall make a new payroll figure that will provide for a balanced budget. Clender moved to amend. A plan for that eventuality shall be in place at the end of a 90-day period.
By the time of that.
Well,
Plan B, you always need a plan B, particularly with what we're playing with here.
In the middle of the.
It's got to be in place in 90 days.
Okay.
If the body decides to go with another plan,
It actually should be 45 days.
So the amendment
to
what?
Are we not in the middle of a vote?
Yeah, right. Thank you. We are in the middle of a vote. We cannot change the amendment because people have already started to vote.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Tim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Clunder.
Yes.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Let's see.
Steve Pride.
Okay.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Abstain.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes, you abstain. You passed. How do you vote?
Vote yes.
All right. Did anyone not get an opportunity to vote? The yeses are 10, the noes are 1, and there are 5 abstentions. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair? Okay, so the vote is
amendment passes.
10-1-5.
On the main.
Not on the main motion.
Motion as amended.
Roll call.
Roll call is in the question.
Absolutely.
All right.
The budget. We all got to be all
okay, thank you for your comments. We're moving forward.
Go ahead.
Just a vote coming up.
Can we call the
one? Okay. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No on this bullshit budget.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Lydia Bazan.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
Chris Condon.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Yeah.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Voting no on a budget to bankrupt the station.
Fred Clunder.
Yes.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
Okay. John Crumshaw, you pass. How do you vote?
No.
Lawrence Reyes, you pass. How do you vote?
I'm going to go no.
Thank you. Madam, the yeses are 8, and the noes are 8, and there are no abstentions. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Yes.
And your vote is?
Yes.
Okay, so the yeses are 9, the noes are 8, the abstentions are 0.
Meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.